Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Going to devote the whole show today to the upcoming election. Going to devote the second half to a really good, accurate description of the COVID situation. And in the first segment here, in the first half, we're going to talk with Jim McKinney, chairman of the Re-Elect Trump Committee in Whatcom County, as to the strength of the Republican Party in terms of garnering votes in our county. See if that's an indicator of what happens in the country. Jimmy, where do we stand right now?
Well, here locally in Whatcom County, we are a very blue county, Democrat-led. We've actually not, I think in 1985 was the last time that the county actually voted red. But what we see right now in the voter data, in the matchback data from the, you know, in here in Washington State, we have mail-in ballots and they come in, you know, daily basis. In the first week or so, since the 15th, the ballots were mailed out, we saw a significant, you know, a large number of Democrats that voted. But what we've seen over the last 5 or 6 days is Republicans actually increasing their numbers. We had a primary in August, and Republicans did well. In fact, the two legislative candidates in our county both won their primary elections, one of them against an incumbent Democrat. So that's boding well for the get out the vote effort, and it's also maybe a little bit of a reflection on frustration with what's happening in the state capital, Olympia, and what's happening in Seattle with things like the CHOP and the CHAZ and the violence and the rioting and the efforts to defund police. Those are very important messages that are resonating. And of course, we've got a lot of economic issues that we have to be concerned about with COVID and the lockdowns.
Well, we're going to be spending a whole bunch of time on COVID here in a minute, but let me ask you a question. Are there enough, in your opinion, let's talk about the red states and let's talk about the blue state of Washington. Are there even enough Democrats in the Seattle area, which is the concentration of population in the state of Washington? I know there aren't in Spokane County, but when you look at what's going on in King County, Pierce County, Snohomish County, where far and away the majority of the Democrats happen to live, I think that's a pretty good indication of, let's say, the state of California. Give me an opinion on that, would you?
Yeah, so King County's our largest county. That's the Seattle area, the northern Seattle area. And they, 65 to 70% Democrat, and across, many of them are very far to the left. What we're seeing, though, just recently we had a referendum on car tabs, and people in King County supported lower car tabs, and they supported the initiative. And then we've got an important bill that went I-90 that went before the legislature in order to have sex education in schools starting in kindergarten. And very kind of almost, I think, despicable, some of the data that they're going to use in this curriculum. People are pushing back on that. So the big pressure from the left to control these areas maybe has gone too far, and we're going to see what I expect to see here on November 3rd with the closing is some of the extremists are not maybe supportive of Joe Biden as president, less voting there, and then a lot of pushback against these initiatives that maybe have gone too far to the left. So again, dominant in those areas, our most populous areas with Democrats, but we'll see what happens. You don't need to win them. You just have to do better. So we'll see what happens in this election if Republicans do better and if their frustration with some of the initiatives and what Olympia is doing creates pushback.
Jimmy, a rather dramatic feeling that I have about this whole thing, and I'd like your opinion on it. You and I have talked about this throughout the week in numerous daily editorials, but I think the election right now really boils down to one thing: moral values. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, a lot of secular people out there, but the fact of the matter is history has proven that when moral values shrink, the importance, the strength of a country, a region, whatever you want to call it, goes down substantially. That's what happened in Rome, largest empire in the world for a long time. I'm seeing that as being a major, major issue today in the election in America. It really comes down to moral values. And I know the conversations that you and I have had, the one-on-one conversations that you and I have had in our neighborhood, which I think is a rather interesting microcosm of the country, really shows that some people really care about morals and some simply don't. What bothers me significantly here, Jimmy, is if the secular world gets into the United States, as the Democrats are attempting to happen right now, I think it's end of empire. Is that too dramatic a statement in your opinion?
No, in my opinion, I tend to agree with you on this. I think that, you know, there are basic values that human evolution is created that we, you know, you can talk about religious values or you can talk about many different things. But bottom line is honesty, integrity, respecting others' opinions. We've evolved to understand those values, which has created the Western ideologies, which has really expanded humankind. And of course, it's my belief is the changes started in 1776 with the revolution and then with our Constitution to protect those basic values, to allow freedom of thought, freedom to believe and respect other choices and thoughts, and without the threat of violence. What we're seeing right now is a tremendous pushback on that in America, and that is because of a breakdown in actual moral values. People don't respect one another, and they're primarily the left is silencing voices and undermining those basic values and basic moral beliefs, and attempting to, you know, alienate people that have faith, alienate people that want to speak freely, people that support the president, not because he's a nice guy, but because he believes in America and he's trying to do the best for it. And they're attacking him. And that bothers me. And if we continue down this road, you will see a disintegration of our values and of ultimately our Constitution.
Well, don't you think we're seeing that happen right now? I personally do, but I'm also pretty involved in this. Certainly not to the extent that you are, but the fact of the matter is, you know, for a radio guy, I am incredibly involved in politics, and the deterioration of moral values really scares the daylights out of me, Jimmy.
Well, if you want to pack the court for your political ideologies, if you want to, as the Democrats do, if you want to silence the opposition, if you want to install legal rules that against hate speech, who defines hate speech? You continue down this road, you're undermining those basic values. And we are seeing the very vocal media support those ideas in America, mainstream media, without. And of course, I think it's driven much by big corporations that want to basically dominate our ideologies. And I think it's terrible. I think it's undermining our beliefs and our nation. And I think that, yes, the problem is there, but I also believe that people are going to push back. I think America's pushing back right now.
Well, if I were going to give a piece of advice to our listeners, what I would have to say is, really, really think for yourself in the upcoming election on Tuesday, if you haven't already voted, which I have. Really think for yourself. Look where your values are. Think about where you want your children to be 15, 20 years from now. Where do you think about where you want their children to be?
Do you think America is good or do you think it's bad? That's the bottom line.
And I have to agree 100%. That's being simplistic. And I think right now what we have to do is we have to be very, very independent in our thinking. And we also have to be very simplistic in that. Ladies and gentlemen, make an informed decision. But unfortunately, I'm not really sure where you're going to get that information. Go to some of the conservative websites. See what they have to say. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.